Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Sota Dav Ches, Sota 8a, pagination is 15. We're working on a theme outlined in the Gemara about a quarter of the way down that states, Ein Mashkin Shte Sotos Ka'achas. You're not allowed to give the waters of Sota to two different Sotos at the same time. Meaning, we decide to expedite, and once we're doing the process, we're going to take two Sotos with their respective husbands and run through the process at the same time. You're not allowed to do that. Kedei shelo yehe liba gas bechaverto, so that one should not become emboldened because of the conduct of her fellow sota. The idea would be that one of them is indeed innocent, even though she acted however she acted, that she was suspect, but factually she did not have relations with another man, and she's confident that the waters of Sota will not do her in. But as a result of her confidence, the other woman who's drinking at the same time, or slated to drink, ready on deck, is going to herself become emboldened, and even though she's guilty, she's going to be willing to drink from the waters of Sota. And that's not what we wanted to happen over here. The stated goal over here is to avoid erasing Hashem's name into the water to give her to drink. And an additional benefit, just in terms of the benefits of her confession, would be that she would live rather than be killed by the waters of Sota. So this is a concern, and therefore you're not allowed to do two Sotos at the same time. Again, so that she's not emboldened to drink, even though she normally would chicken out because she's guilty. The Gemara presents another viewpoint based on the pasuk Osa Levada. It says in the word, the presentation singular, and that means that the Sota alone, one at a time, and that's why. Asks the Gemara Mai Beinayu, what's the difference whether you use a logic that she'll be emboldened, or you are learning it directly from a Gzeiras HaKosov of the Pasuk? Either way, you can't do two at once. Says the Gemara, Ike Beinayu, there really is a difference in a case of Rosesses. If she's displaying weakness, she's trembling, so no other woman is becoming emboldened because of her. And therefore, you would be allowed to have two drink at the same time if factually she's not backing down. But you see, she's trembling. No one is changing their view because of her. And therefore, you would be allowed to bring in a second Sota at the same time and proceed. Whereas, if you're learning it from the Pasuk, it's a restriction of Gezeres HaKosov regardless of the circumstances, which opens up a whole new discussion. Because the Gemara is maintaining that there could be a case where, according to one approach, you would actually do two Sotos at the same time. And the Gemara objects because we have a principle that you don't do two mitzvahs under certain circumstances at the same time, because it looks kemasa, like a burden, and also so libay panui lemitzvah, so that a person's heart should be available to do the mitzvah, And they shouldn't be distracted when you have too many mitzvahs happening at the same time, so to speak. Then a person could get distracted and not give each one its proper due. So the Gemara asks, Veroseses mimashkin, do you really, in the case of a trembling sota, have permission to do two sotos at the same time? For ein osin mitzvahs chavilos chavilos, you're not allowed to do mitzvahs by bundling them. The Tanan, as we learned, ein mashkin shtei sotos ka'achas, you can't do two sotos at the same time. Ve'emetarin shnei mitzorin ka'achas, you can't do two mitzoras at the same time. Ve'en rotzim shnei avodim ka'achas, you can't pierce the ear of the Eved Nirtza case, Parshas Mishpatim, can't do two of them at once. Einor fin shtei agolos ka'achas, you can't do egla arufa, two at the same time. Lefishein osin mitzvahs chavilos chavilos, you can't do mitzvahs in bundles. So even if you had a case of a trembling sota, you still would not be allowed to do it, simply because essential process of a mitzvah is to do one at a time. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, V'itim Rav Kana, some say it was Rav Kana who said, Lo kasha kan b'koin echad kan b'shnei koanim. The restriction of not doing two sotos at the same time is if you only have one kohen doing both. But if you would have two kohanim, then it would be okay. And this is a bit of an eye-opener as to how we're going to handle the question of chavilos. So, first of all, let's mention that we certainly approach mitzvahs in the way of mitzvah goreres mitzvah, that one mitzvah feeds on the other, and that's a good thing. We even find in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Siman Tav Kuf Pei Dalid, that there's a concept of joining a bris milah, if you have one, on Rosh Hashanah, with the mitzvah of shofar, and they purposely did the two mitzvahs back to back. There are, however, cases where it's restricted to do the two mitzvahs together, literally together. Because of chavilos, chavilos, it seems like you're not giving each one its proper due. Tosfos in Psachim, Kuf Beis Amud Beis, says that that's the concept of having two different kosos for under the chuppah, one for erusin and one for nesuin, because it's two different mitzvahs. Likewise, Tosfos discusses that by sheva brachas, we use two kosos, and you shouldn't use the same kos that you used for berchas hamazon and do the mitzvah of sheva brachas on that same kos as well. Because it's enos and mitzvahs, chavilos, chavilos. You can't bundle the mitzvahs. You have to do them separately. There's even a fascinating question mentioned by the Stei Chemed. If a person on Purim can give shlachmanas to a poor person and thereby claim, I was mekayim, both shlachmanas and matanos lo'evionim, gifts to the poor, with the same gift. Is that an example of what you're not allowed to do? Ein osim mitzvahs chavilos chavilos, bundling the mitzvahs. Again, going back to our Gemara, you wouldn't be able to do two sotos at the same time. One reason that's given is liba gaspe chaverta, because it would embolden one on the other. They would feed off each other. A second possibility is that it is a pasuk, osa, which tells us livado, singular. We made a differentiation that in a case of roseses, if she's trembling, she's been intimidated, then she's not emboldening anybody. Could you possibly do a second sota at the same time? The Gemara pointed out that you're not allowed to do two sotos at the same time. It's a separate statement in Chazal that you're not allowed to do that because of ein osim mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. And we answered that that restriction would only be if you're not differentiating between the sotos, you're doing it with one kohen. But if you did it with two kohanim, then it's not a problem of chavilos chavilos, but it would still be a problem of either osa levada or shelo yehe liba gas bechaverta. If I can squeeze in one final application of this question, it's the case of twins, or for that matter, triplets. If you have twin or triplet boys and you're doing the mila at the same time, so are you allowed to simply bring them both in at the same time and do one mila after another, same moel, two different mohalim? Do you have to bring one and then the other? Exactly how does one apply this rule of ein osim mitzvos chavilos chavilos? Yashar koach, thank you for joining.